following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on rantiumradio.com and available on all podcast platforms and at shiningwizards.com. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Get our merchandise at merch.shiningwizards.com. Shop at Amazon at amazon.shiningwizards.com. And become a patron at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. As always, we thank you for your continued support. And now, enjoy the show.
This is Tito Santana, and you are listening to the Shining Wizards. Arriba!
Yeah, and
God damn!
I love the big package. Don't like the screen sharing.
What? Why is that?
Because it's very distracting. You're playing some very vulgar, inappropriate videos.
Hey, and I'm trying to get you in the rest of the talk.
Then talk about wrestling.
Tony.
Matt.
Is this music ever end? What's going on?
What?
After this music ever ends, it just feels like it's going on forever.
It's our intro music, brother.
No, I understand that.
Come on, man. Jesus Christ.
I understand.
All right. Well, Kevin will be joining us momentarily on the Skype. It's another coronavirus episode. we're all sick or in quarantine. But whatever. We're making the best out of it. We're giving you some more content. We threw out the Shining Wizards Cup on the Twitter and the Facebook, and hopefully you enjoyed my terrible video that I made for YouTube.
Your video was awesome, bro. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Thank you. Thank you.
I know a lot of people enjoyed it.
A lot of times.
I don't know how you pulled up 64 damn pictures of all these teams. I don't know how you put that together. That's a lot of work.
I did it all beforehand. It was a very long process.
I understand. I can't imagine how long it took. I know like the 5 pictures that I used for the ice cream video took me forever. I can't imagine doing that like 12 times.
Well, I put my mind to it. And I kind of had it figured out the night before, so I just said, I can pull this off. I had an idea of how I wanted it to go, and I wish I had spent a little more time having, like, the tag team's accomplishments ready at hand. I just kind of used the old sheet that we had sent back and forth to each other, and it was all kind of, like, muddied, and there was really no order to it. So by the time I got to, like, the second half of the tournament, I just said, I'm just going to fucking read off the teams.
You know, can we jump right into that then? Can we? Because I know you're going to do a little special to recap the all the rumblings of round one later in the week. But
yeah.
I got to get some shit out there. People fucking losing their minds over the dumbest shit on this whole thing. For instance,
okay,
the natural disasters did not deserve a spot in this tournament. I don't care what anybody says. That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Would they win the titles once?
Well, more times than the Bushwhackers have won the titles.
But the Bushwhackers were a legendary team. They were around forever, and they were put in for the 81 to 2000 spot, and they rightfully deserved it, dude. Their entire career stretched that length of time. They weren't just the Bushwhackers. They were also the Sheepherders, you know?
Sure,
so you got to take the team's accomplishments through that whole stretch. Which is why we didn't have teams like Jack and Jerry Briscoe. They were on the bubble as well, but they were outside the time period. They were a legendary tag team.
Yeah, I caught some flack from our good friend Baza.
Tell me those shit in his fucking hat. Oi!
Well, look, there were some teams that we could have gone in the 2000s to the 2019s.
Okay, you want me to pull up my emails? Because I remember I was going through some of this shit, too. So
sure, I mean, but I went heavy on like a lot of New Japan and All Japan tag teams in the later years, closer to this time frame, and I got vetoed. So there's no Killer Elite Squad. There's no LIJ. Instead, we put fucking Team Hell No in.
Okay, but we needed teams for the 2001 to 2019.
Yes, and Killer Elite Squad and LIJ were both shot down because we didn't want to go with a lot of Japanese teams.
Well, that's your fault. You should have pushed harder.
Well, I pushed hard enough on a couple other things that I feel like I shouldn't have pushed hard on, like Furnace and LaFon. I was very disappointed in our fan base. I'm just going to put that out there right now.
Wait, Furnace and LaFon in the first round. Who did they draw?
They got their dicks kicked in by Edge and Christian.
Oh, come on, dude. Edge and Christian were like a top-seeded team. Weren't they like a number two?
Sure, but look, I told Kevin to do his legwork, and I'll break his balls when he gets here. I was reaching out to guys, right? We got a response from Xavier Woods, who put it out to his fan base, and the New Day smoked the Eliminators on Twitter. I put it out there to Zack Ryder and Curt Hawkins. I reached out to Curt Hawkins. Curt Hawkins retweeted it on Twitter, and him and Ryder fucking took the lead over Edge and Christian. And I kept telling Kevin all weekend, you better tell your boy to do it on Facebook, and he doesn't have any balls to fucking tag him in anything. So I'm guessing that Ryder and Hawkins aren't going to be the 15 to upset the 2 seed.
No, probably not, and that's unfortunate.
If Kevin had some hair on his fucking balls and he went out there and he just, you know, sent him a little private message. Hey, bro, we're doing this really fun thing to keep people distracted from the misery that is the current situation in the world. Share it. Get your fans to vote you in. It'd be great if a 15 upset a 2. No, he didn't do that. So you know what? He's a fucking loser, just like Zack Ryder and Curt Hawkins.
I pulled up on my screen one of the first tag team emails when we were going through it. I think I don't know who put this together, but I think this might have been your preliminary list. But, I mean, look at the names that we have on the bubble. I mean, look at these teams. We have Kawada and Tal. We have Brunzell and Gagne, the Fabulous Ones, Adonis and Murdoch, Rocky Johnson and Tony Atlas.
Now, before you go any further here.
I'm just reading. Natural Disasters is on the list.
Yeah, but these –
Yoko's on the list.
At this point, we had 25 teams, so we had to still find 7 more spots. So you see a lot of the teams that are on that list, like the Hollywood Blondes, Bushwhackers.
You guys pushed for that. I wasn't crazy about that one, but –
the Hollywood Blondes are moving on, buddy. Spoiler alert.
I understand, but they were probably a tag team and shorter than the Natural Disasters were.
No, the Natural Disasters had a longer run than Hollywood Blondes, but I get what you're saying.
Well, that's what I meant.
Well, I caught a lot of shit because we put the British Bulldogs as a 5 seed. But when you look at their history, or 6 seed,
A 6 seed is too high or too low?
It's too high.
All right, that argument I can see.
But
that
their tag title run was only for 8 months.
Yeah.
They had it once.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that was it. People, how do you put the New Age Outlaws? Like, even I questioned it. How do we put the New Age Outlaws as
a 2? Wait. Who questioned the New Age Outlaws? Come on, dude. Look, like them or not, how many times did they win the tag belts? Like seven times?
Not for being in the tournament, but for them being a 2 seed, and I had to defend that.
What is wrong with the New Age Outlaws being a 2 seed? Can you go back? I'm going to pull up stats. On the New Age Outlaws.
But this is what we're trying to do, though. We're trying to invoke conversation, and people need to understand.
I'm not invoked, all right. I'm telling you that.
It's, you know, as Eric Bischoff would say, controversy creates cash.
But we're not doing this just to be dicks. No.
But this is, look, some of these picks and some of these seeds are made to make your brain think a little harder. On paper, it seems like, you look at a matchup like, this is, I'm going with the Bulldogs. But then, you throw them in there with Miz and Morrison, and somebody who didn't grow up watching the 80s wrestling and are more familiar with Miz and Morrison, they might tend to err towards Miz and Morrison. And then if you were to go and say, well, what did the British Bulldogs do? Oh, they only had the title once for 8 months. We live in this day and age where you live in this "what have you done for me now" bubble. So you look that up on Wikipedia. 8-month tag run. That's nothing impressive. They're not going to go and look at how influential they were on the tag team division at the time. So in that bubble, Miz and Morrison might have gotten more votes. I mean,
you could see the stats right here. 5-time WWF World Tag Champs and 1-time WWE Tag Champs. So they're not only from the 81-2000, but they even cross over into 2001 to 2019. And they're Hall of Famers, dude. They're in the Hall of Fame. Like, how could you knock them being a number 2 seed? You can't, dude.
I defended them, actually, to be perfectly honest with you.
I don't know what people are looking for sometimes when it comes to this stuff.
But that's the point. Like, it's so subjective. That there
who else do people bitch about? Do you remember anybody else off the top of your head? Like, were people complaining about Ricky Steamboat and Jay Youngblood?
No.
All right.
No, not at all.
Surprised at that. Here's what I did notice. I noticed that for the not completely, but I think more of the younger crowd tends to vote on Twitter, while the older folk tend to vote on Facebook.
Yep.
Right? I mean, you saw that pattern.
Yeah,
didn't you?
I did see the pattern very much so.
Okay. Fucking Harlem Heat. If their first round showing is any indication of what's going to happen in this tournament, dude, they are fucking wrecking things. Wrecking.
They killed La Resistance, huh?
What do they have? I think La Resistance got a pity vote, and I think it was from Kevin. And they're not done yet. I think there's still like an hour or two left on that one.
Yeah, all the Facebook ones, you can. So I had, that was a whole nother thing. You can set like how many days you wanted to go, but you can't set a time. So that was a little, you could have set like, yeah, it was a pain in the balls.
No, I know, believe me, I helped out with this shit last time when you were busy. I was putting posts up. It's not easy. That's, which is why I wasn't really crazy about doing 64 teams, but you insisted, no, 64 teams, it'll be fine. No problem.
I got it done, didn't I?
No, it's absolutely done, and it's going swimmingly
well.
And I only
had one gaffe.
What was that?
The Doom Los Guerreros matchup on Facebook
pictures. Whatever. Dude, unfortunately, it looks like Los Guerreros might be eating their hats on that one.
Well, that was one. So I sent you the numbers from Twitter and Facebook. So that was one of the things where it looked like Los Guerreros won on Twitter, but Doom won on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do you want to get into results? Or you want to save everything till Wednesday when the round's over? I think we should save everything.
Yeah, we're gonna. It's just a little teaser, so people, you know, get their palates wet. We're voting on Facebook or voting on Twitter. If you search the hashtag Shining Wizards Cup 2020 on Twitter, all the matchups come up. Every vote comes up, so that's an easy way to kind of catch up. Since we're always on Twitter, being super interactive and retweeting things of our friends, so instead of having to scroll through the whole timeline, just go. I'm drinking this Zevia ginger ale here.
Ugh.
I'm burping up a storm over here. If you go into that search bar, hashtag Shining Wizards Cup 2020, it'll be the same as last week. Thursday, you'll get. 8 matches, and Friday you'll get 8 matches, because we're now down. We're down to the round of 32. By the time we're done with this recording, we have shrunk.
I'll throw out a couple of teasers. I'm not giving away any results, but
all right.
You look at the eliminators on Facebook. They took on New Day. Eliminators were a number 13 seed. They did better. Now you take a look at Twitter. New Day did better than they did. So. You know, you got quite a few splits like that, actually.
Well, yeah, because New Day got the rub from Xavier Woods. Come on now.
All right. We've got Undisputed Era. Not a great show against RVD and Sabu on Facebook. Much better showing against them on Twitter.
Yeah, because Bobby Fish gave them the rub, too.
Well, I mean,
and
hey,
I sent RVD a message, and he just gave me a thumbs up, and I don't think he ever retweeted it.
He was probably high. He had two bitches in his bed. He can't be bothered with this. He's already got it made during the lockdown, dude. He doesn't care.
King of the world, baby.
You know what this feels like? You watched Aqua Teen. Remember the Vampirus episode where everybody had to be locked in their house at night or they'd get killed by the vampire bats?
Yes.
It's kind of what it's like. Except I can still take the garbage out and not worry about getting eaten alive.
The coronavirus.
Yeah. The Vampirus. That's what they called it.
It's a crazy time, my friend.
I love it. We're living out fucking Aqua Teen Hunger Force storylines.
Yeah. Which,
anything else on the tournament? Anything else shock you? Anything surprise you? Anybody give you more shit about anybody else?
No, I mean, I don't necessarily want to say shit. I just...
Okay, you guff.
No, no guff. I got my balls busted for being an ECW homer.
Well, you kind of are, aren't you?
Yeah. But it's not, I'll put it out there now. I didn't vote for Public Enemy.
No, you really didn't like Public Enemy, and you also don't like...
I don't like the Nasty Boys.
The Nasty Boys, okay. Yeah, we'll find out how they're doing on Wednesday. There were some good matchups, though. Some things turned out surprisingly, not different, but it was like, wow, that team got some action, you know?
Yeah, I think it shook out the way it was expected. There were a couple... The 8-9s.
Yes, like I'm looking at Owen and the Bulldog against the Motor City Machine Guns right here.
Yeah.
That's a barn burner. That's a barn burner.
Oh, is that you or me? Who's he calling?
I think he's calling me. Merge. Okay, I'm merging someone into the call. Hello, hello.
Oh, what happened? Did we merge Kevin in?
Yeah, Kevin's there.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Kevin.
Kevin. He's a cop. Kevin.
Can you hear me?
Kinda.
Kevin? Kevin fell down the stairs. Kevin fell down the stairs. He had one too many at the hat. And
Kevin
fell
are
down.
You there?
Kevin, where is Kevin?
Kevin I feel left. Like he always goes to like the worst place in his house to make these phone calls.
Today he's behind the boiler.
Yeah, why go in the basement? Like, go stand next to the fucking router.
Or just hang out in your living room.
Yeah, or go to your bedroom.
Oh, dude, yeah. Take your pants down. Show us a little something.
Something, something.
Something, something.
He'll call back. Is he on the call?
No, he's on. I just don't know where he is.
Is he muted?
No. He's there. I didn't mute him.
He'll chime in when he's ready, I guess.
Okay. I got some news and notes if you want to have some fun real quick.
All right. Give me some fun. Hit me with the funny, buddy.
You want to? All right. What's funnier to you, knee replacement surgery or Bell's palsy?
Oh, God, you're the worst, dude. Really?
All right, which one's not funnier
which
to you?
Which one's not funnier? Because I can see who has it, I'm going to go with the Bell palsy.
It's not Bell palsy. It's Bell's palsy.
Right. Excuse me.
On the School of Morton podcast, Ricky Morton revealed he's been diagnosed with a touch of Bell's palsy. Last Tuesday, I woke up getting ready to go to the gym, went downstairs, had some coffee. I noticed the coffee run out of my mouth. Oh, my God.
What conversation did I just interrupt?
Ricky Morton.
Hold on. This is Kevin's forte to come in and make fun of other people's misfortune. So Ricky Morton has Bell's palsy. Kevin.
Is he still?
Yo.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I got you. I think my the other earbuds I had were defective, so I just switched them out.
Okay, did you hear that?
I heard that coffee was running out of your mouth.
Yeah, Ricky Morton's Bell's palsy reenactment this morning. He's got the Bell's palsy, so you laughed at a cripple. Congratulations.
He's not crippled.
No. Well, I laughed at you, Tony. I laughed at you because I came in and thought that coffee was running out of your mouth.
I wanted to tell the wrestling world, if you see me, don't run off. I'm doing good. I'm doing great.
I don't want to sound insensitive, but at this point.
Here it comes.
At this point, if you see Ricky Morton, I think you're running away from him because he's still trying to pull off that fucking mullet hair.
What's wrong with the mullet, dude? What's wrong with the mullet?
It's not working for him. Oh.
Hey, Kevin cammed up.
He looks like Mark Perlone on every fucking picture he takes.
I know. Yeah. I had it under me. I had the camera under my second chin.
Kevin, where are you today?
Matt, it's a sweet setup you got back there. I'm in the old bed.
The where?
Better than last week.
He's in the Borowski. Yep, dead air is great. How are you doing?
Who?
You.
I got three bars, man. I'm good.
All right, Kevin's got three bars. He's good. Ricky Morton has Bell's palsy. He's not good.
Oh, and neither's Coco Beware.
Nah, don't do it. Don't do it. Because this is going to aggravate me.
What am I going to do?
Motherfucker started a GoFundMe because he needs a knee surgery. What did he do with all his fucking money he made the last 30 years?
I need a knee. Yeah. Well, he cooked Frankie, so times must have been tough.
I don't want to see your fucking work log sheet either. Guess what, Kevin? There's a thing on Skype where you could look at the other person's screen, so Tony has been gracious enough to grant me with what he's been looking at on his screen. During the intro, he just showed me videos from 4chan, and we're back on 4chan again.
No, I'm hanging up if that's the case.
Well,
you can see it.
You can't see it. Can you see Tony's screen?
I can see it. I can see his screen.
Oh, so you see this guy about to get knocked out.
I love
I thought I saw somebody playing a guitar. Oh, there's a guy in a white t-shirt?
Yeah.
The chick in the background just walked away. She was like, uh-uh, I can't.
See, this is a distract. I wish I could close all your windows.
Can we do that? Really? Now it's lagging everything.
You dead.
So what? Are you going to donate to Coco Beware's GoFundMe fund? Whatever the fuck he's doing? This fucking asshole.
Why not?
Yeah, you're going to give him money.
Hell no. You know, I got his phone number. You want to call him?
Why do you have Coco Beware's phone number?
Because I have Coco Beware's phone number. You want it? Here, let me give it to you. Let me pull up my contact. This isn't a joke. I have Coco Beware's phone number.
Why?
There. You want it? Can you see it?
No, because you have your giant screen on my board, so no. I don't want it.
I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah, Coco B.
I don't want his fucking phone number.
Call him. Ask him how he's doing. He needs your help. He needs your financial support.
Everybody needs help, Tony. It's the situation we're in these days.
It's dire.
Don't tell Braun Strowman that.
Whoa! Why? What do you got to tell us about the Braun man?
You didn't hear all the hubbub of Braun Strowman?
No. What, there was hubbub? A little hullabaloo?
I want to say he went on the IG.
Okay.
Or the Twitter machine or some form of social media. He said, great, all these fucking indie guys fucking crying about not making any money now.
That's a dickish thing to say. Why would you get involved in that conversation to begin with?
Yeah, you know, and then the flip side
is... He also said that they should find different careers.
Wow.
And then
he said, yeah, you should probably find another job.
Wait a minute. Refresh my recollection, Matt. What indies did Braun Strowman work for before he got signed to the E?
I really have no idea.
Oh, was he working in any
answer is none.
Was he working in Japan or Mexico?
Yeah, but you know what,
Tony?
He said he moved all of his belongings in his car and $150 down to Tampa to live out his dream. So don't tell him about the struggle.
Bruh, fucking Vo, Braun Strowman. Holy shit. Good for you, brother. Fucking did it.
And then on the flip side...
Wasn't he like a championship power lifter? Didn't he make money that way?
Yeah. So he's one of these like other sport athletes that got a fucking free ride handed to him. And he doesn't have
some
to...
Some of my gun.
Indies, dude. Look at all the guys that you like on NXT. Tommaso Ciampa. Johnny Gargano. Fucking Damian Priest, your favorite over there. All these fucking guys have come from somewhere else. Like, none of these guys had a golden ticket handed to him. Braun Strowman should thank his lucky stars he's in the position he's in.
Yeah, but let's call it what it is. None of them, whether or not GoFundMe was a thing at the time, none of them started a GoFundMe. Some of these, to Matt's point, some of these guys are just clownish with what they're doing. You want to say, and this is where me and Matt are going to disagree, Coco, you know, you want to start a GoFundMe, yet you're having surgery, you can't afford, you have the position. All right, I'm kind of okay with that. But these young guys who clearly can go out, maybe not now because the time we're in, there's not a lot of places to go. You can go out and get a job. Listen, restaurants are still open for delivery. Go, drive to people's houses and deliver food.
Yeah,
you know, pharmacies are still open. ShopRites are still open.
But those jobs that maybe didn't exist before this pandemic went to the employees that they want to keep around.
I know for a fact that HelloFresh is hiring out the wazoo right now. Jobs. Places like HelloFresh, places like...
I
think even Amazon was hiring. Jobs going to be hard work and night shift work.
Tony,
see this,
Tony, you got to get off. You got to stop. You really.
I'm bringing this up as an example. There's strippers in Oregon who are out of business. They open their own food delivery service called Boober Eats. That's genius. That's how you make hay when the sun's not shining.
But
you're also not flattening the curve.
Straightening the hills.
And here's the thing. Braun Strowman is in a position where he probably should just
Shut up, let Kevin enjoy that one.
No, I'm letting him. But Braun Strowman's in a position where he works for the biggest wrestling company in the world, and he essentially doesn't have to worry about these situations. So he's in a position where he can be a leader, and he could give people advice, or he can even help. John Moxley donated to somebody's GoFundMe $1,000. I don't know if it was for knee surgery or because the company went out of business. He did it under an anonymous name, and someone traced it back to him. But, you know, set an example. You're in the fucking biggest wrestling company of the world. Don't bash these guys. This is a hard time for everyone, not just professional wrestlers. You know, if you're not in a restaurant, or if you're not at a pharmacy or a ShopRite, or if you just don't want to go out and risk the chance of getting sick, you're fucking not working, and it's hard. So when you're in that position, like Braun Strowman is.
So wait, are you doing a total 180 on your position from last week?
I am. I am doing a total 180 on my position from last week. Yes.
It's kind of all right. Good for you.
The game has changed. The scene has changed. This is serious. GCW did something awesome this week where they did a free show, and they let people donate to pay the boys. So it was a huge success, apparently. So that's good.
And a lot of people that I know are like in the musicians and like the bar industry and stuff like that. They'll actually do live performances on from their home. And you know, if you like, and there's like 40 or 50 people in the group chat or the live chat. And then if you want to send them a Venmo tip, which you would do at the, like, you know, they have a little guitar case and you would do that, throw that in there. And so, people are trying to make it work, because it's like you said, Matt, it's really tough, especially for like the artists, and wrestlers definitely fall into that category.
I think it's rough for everyone.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy times. And
well, full disclosure, I mean, one of my immediate family just lost his job today. So we're trying to work through that for him right now. And hopefully it's just temporary. When it gets cleared up, he'll be brought back. So, I mean, I don't expect him to start a GoFundMe. But at the same time, I mean, I totally understand. Like you said, Matt, it's every day it changes. Every day something new happens. Every day it seems to be getting worse and more people are out of work. So you got to, some of these people do have family. So if it takes a little help to get it, then I guess I kind of support that too now.
And I'm not a doctor. I don't know shit. You're listening to me because I know enough to start a wrestling podcast that I've been doing for 8 years. If you don't need to leave your fucking house, don't leave your fucking house. That's the biggest problem right now, is all these fucking people think I'm not going to live in fear until you bring it home and you get somebody that you fucking love sick. Don't leave your fucking house. I get it. It's fucking boring. Sign up to DDP Yoga. Get the fucking network. Play video games. Fucking stay inside, you fucking assholes. Jesus Christ.
Matt, do you remember... Do you remember the bar of the Rock Bottom, right?
I do.
Do you remember the owner's uncle, Steve, by any chance?
No.
Okay, well, he was there all the time. Really raspy voice like this. This construction, just found out today, literally right before we went on, I joined you guys, just found out he's got the Corones. It's fucking nuts, man.
It's everywhere. Tony's got it.
Fucking independent wrestler Juba, he announced that he has it.
Who's Juba?
Remember Juba? He was in he was a House of Glory guy, big, tall, monster guy.
Came up with Sonny Kiss and all those folks.
Yeah.
That's out there.
My kid has four friends in his class that played CYO basketball. They were actually in their division championship, which was canceled when all this started happening. They were literally a day away from playing the game, and they put the kibosh on the season. Turns out the week before, they were playing a game at one of the local schools, and one of the referees tested positive for coronavirus. So you just never know, dude. Never know.
Matt, are you drinking some Zevia?
I am.
Oh, look at you. Still on the Zevia. How's that working out for you? That's still a thing, Zevia?
Yeah, it was tasty.
Nice.
So we're in a weird time, and it's only going to get weirder because it now affects the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast and our picks. They are taping WrestleMania this week.
Da-na-na-na.
Oh my God, I totally forgot about the picks.
Oh God, we have to do picks?
Do we? They're taping it this week. I don't even know all the fucking matches.
Oh fuck. Do I? Oh my God.
No, I can't make picks this week.
No, they are. They're definitely taping them this week.
Yeah, they're taping NXT today. They're taping Raw and SmackDown for before and after Mania, and they're taping WrestleMania.
I want to be clear. They're taping portions of WrestleMania. They're not throwing the whole show in there, by the way, if I'm not mistaken.
Do shit on location with Gronkowski walking around his fucking living room or some nonsense.
He can go fuck his hand, too. That's such a fucking... That's why I won't watch WWE. They want to be an entertainment company, and I want to watch a wrestling company. And Rob Gronkowski is not a wrestler.
Ah, he's great. Hated him on the football field. Love him in WWE.
Well, you got to toe that line, Kev. Go nuts, man.
Everyone hated on him for that silly little dance. Did you watch? Did you see him come out?
I saw the clip online, and I saw everybody put it to everybody's entrance music.
Oh, I didn't even see that. I got to find that. But I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I thought it was hysterical. Because I love how it bothers people. It really makes me laugh. Like, come on, what would you do? It's freaking Robert Garvin. Like, you're not going to want him?
Like, me personally? No, I have no need for
him. No, you, I know 100% wish WWE would get the coronavirus.
Oh, I have zero invested in the WWE. Zero. I don't care what they do. I don't care what happens with WrestleMania. I have zero interest.
Tony?
Here's the taping schedule. Saturday. Saturday they already taped SmackDown for the 27th and for April 3rd. So they've already taped that. Yesterday they taped future episodes of NXT. Today and tomorrow, Raw episodes for tonight, which is going to be live, and for Raw next week. Wednesday and Thursday, WrestleMania nights 1 and 2. Now, I saw somewhere they had the actual breakdown as to which matches are going to be on which shows. But, of course, the bastion of all things correct in information, Wikipedia, has a listing of 11 matches that are supposed to take place. I know for certain they're definitely not having either the men's or the women's battle royals. But they've got 11 matches here. So, I don't know what to tell you. If you want, we could run down. If you want to make some picks.
Well, I mean, we still have a couple of weeks, so, I mean, I know they're taping it, but we still have weeks to make picks, don't we? Because don't we usually do it the week before?
Yes.
They're recording them.
All right. Tony, let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we know where I stand on WWE, and I love it. We know where Matt stands on WWE. He is not invested whatsoever, has no interest in it at all. We've never really got the sense of where you are in terms of what you think of WWE. If you had to pick one, take it or leave it, what would Tony do?
I would take it, but I'm not very confident in that taking it. I'm kind of like that push right now. I'll still pay attention. I'm not watching it every week.
I got to know what you love about it, Kevin.
All right, let's be honest. I like it. I binge watch 205 Live. Like I like the production. I like the wrestlers. I like the entertainment. Sometimes I like the hacky stuff. Sometimes too much, obviously. Like the Rusev, we all know how I felt about the Rusev Bobby Lashley story. That was freaking ridiculous. But I think I like the idea of it more than what they're actually giving me. Like, if that makes any sense.
So in that list of things you just mentioned, you didn't mention wrestling. You mentioned the wrestlers. You mentioned production. You mentioned the hacky story stuff.
I mean, I think the wrestling is included with the wrestlers. Like, you give me like a couple weeks of Ricochet and AJ Styles and a couple weeks of Cedric Alexander and AJ Styles. And I just literally started binge watching to catch up on 205 Live. I'll tell you what, that show is great. That, like, you want your 15-minute wrestling matches, you go to 205 Live and watch, Brian Kendrick and Tony Nese and Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch and those. Like, that's a fun show. I would literally spend all day watching 205 Live.
they can't find any place for that on a 3-hour Monday Night Raw?
They tried. They tried.
Can I type this?
Before the...
I like Drew Gulak being involved with the storyline with Daniel Bryan. I like that maybe Brock Lesnar's finally going to go away, finally, because I love the way they built Drew McIntyre.
Did you hear that he might... Did you guys see the rumor that Brock might not even be allowed back in the U.S. or something like that?
Brock's at the Raw taping tonight.
Oh, is he? Okay, never mind then.
They've been advertising that he's going to be on Raw tonight. I think they said he's going to be at the Performance Center.
I thought that I saw something where he like lives in Canada and he might not be allowed back in or something like that. But that could have just been dirt sheet, you know, bullshit.
Well, I'm almost positive you're right that he lives in Canada. But no, I thought they were touting that he's going to be there at the Raw tonight, which means that he'll be...
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't find it. It's far back. I don't like Charlotte challenging for an NXT championship. I'm not sold on Shayna Baszler. Her fucking Hell in the Cell elimination, whatever the fucking thing was not well done.
I'll tell you what, if you want to, I hate to cut you off there. Shayna Baszler put out a tweet where they announced they were going to do WrestleMania at the Performance Center. And she said, great, I can't wait to wrestle in front of no fans because you'll be able to hear every rip, pop, and tear when I get through with Becky Lynch, which I thought was a pretty clever tweet.
Yeah,
so I'll give her credit there for being creative.
Goldberg, Roman Reigns, I'm interested, honestly, on like a car wreck kind of level. I'll tell you what I'm not looking forward to. Undertaker AJ Styles. I don't care about that because they built AJ Styles to be a bitch right out the gate, by the way. Street Profits and Andrade, I guess people like that, so whatever. Aleister Black, Bobby Lashley, don't give zero fucks
wait,
about.
Wait, that's a WrestleMania match?
It's listed here, Aleister Black versus Bobby Lashley with Lana.
One. I did not know that.
I think Elias is fighting
Baron Corbin.
Oh God!
I'll give you that. That's cringeworthy. That's painful to hear.
Oh, here, 6-pack challenge for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Listen to these fucking luminaries.
Wait, is this a WrestleMania match?
Oh yeah, this is what is listed.
Where are you fighting? Is this Wikipedia?
This is Wikipedia, baby. So you got Bayley defending against Lacey Evans, Sasha Banks, Naomi, and Dana Brooke. Woo-hoo!
Did you say Tamina in there?
I said Tamina. You say Tamana. She's in the match. Bobby Lashley still with Lana. Fiend, the John Cena Fiend match, it would not surprise me at all if the Fiend wins that match, gets his retribution. Because I think John Cena's in the way of putting people over on his... in his twilight, but that's just me. And we can wait till after the tapings to make.
Well, we thought that he was in his twilight the last time, and didn't he beat Bray Wyatt?
We also thought that the Undertaker was retiring fucking 7 years ago, Kevin. It's wrestling. It is.
He
what
left
it is.
All his stuff in the ring, Tony.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So don't be so sure that Bray Wyatt beats John Cena, or John Cena beats Bray Wyatt.
Take your fucking Damian Dragon that shit. Here's something interesting, just as an aside, since we brought up leaving shit in the ring. Going back over the old archive, which is at like 85%, by the way. Thank you. No fucking thanks to GoDaddy. You learn a lot about how far we've come with the show and what kind of shows we've actually done just by names of episodes. It's pretty fucking wild. Pretty wild, like reliving that shit. And I just remembered.
give some examples.
Well, I could tell you this much. Vividly coming back into my head was the show after WrestleCon when we had Damian Dragon join us.
I'll tell you what. If I had a fucking time machine, right? Right? I would go back to the show after the Ring of Honor trip recently where I walked out of the show. I would eliminate that. I would stay for the show. I would go all the way back to the WrestleCon post show, and I would have. I was so ready to walk out of that Damian Dragon interview. Why we booked him the fucking weekend, the day after, the whole WrestleMania, WrestleCon weekend, just for him to talk about some fucking nonsensical bullshit that nobody gave a shit about. Nobody cares about the ECWA Super 8. They haven't cared in 15 years. Nobody cares that you're going to leave your shit in the ring. Nobody cares.
Vinny Pacifico in this year's Elite Eight tournament, by the way.
Look at Kevin. He shaved.
That's right, baby.
I'm trying to think. We had an episode called Pee-Pees and Vaginas. We had an episode called Crust Soxin. I don't know what that was. I wasn't in that episode. We had an episode called The Marty Jannettys.
It's very possible. We've had a lot of weird conversations on the show.
There were so many of them, too, man. It's just fucking wild going through the archives. ShiningWizards.com, by the way, if you're interested in checking out some of our old fare. It's good stuff. Relive the history of the Wizards. Kevin's on his porch.
Crust Soxin.
Yeah, something like that. Oh, fuck. I can spend a day just pulling him out and just fucking telling you guys. It's fucking awesome.
Was it as awesome as AEW with no fans?
Let me tell you something. I watched that first fucking Raw. It was pretty bad. And I watched, you know what? Although I have to say, I did like the Austin thing when it was Austin Day. I'm going to fucking go on record. I enjoyed that. I don't care what people think. It didn't work with the crowd, whatnot. I thought Austin was fucking funny. I liked it. He really kicked Byron Saxton in the balls, by the way. I don't know if you saw that.
Great.
He apologized to him on Twitter, told him to ice him down. He should be good to go. But AEW came out with a game plan, and it fucking worked, dude. Having the heels on one side and the babies on the other, talking shit, singing, mocking each other, it made for such a great fucking show, dude. It really did. It really did. It reminded me almost of the early days of Beyond Wrestling, when the wrestlers would just hang out and just fucking talk shit to each other. Kind of like what Warriors does with their fucking, like, with their weekly show, where it's just all the guys around the ring talking shit and making fun of each other and stuff. Good fucking. And all the pyro.
Didn't Dragon Gate do that, Matt, too?
I know they did one this morning, yesterday morning. It was the first Dragon Gate show they've had in like a month, and I know they did.
No. I meant back in the day, like when we would go to those shows. Weren't the wrestlers all kind of around the ring, or was that just...
No, I mean, that there was that one instance where they were around the ring, but Tony's harking back to the Beyond Wrestling days where they would not wrestle in front of fans. They would just wrestle in front of the locker room.
Oh, wow, that's right.
Like way, way back, like... before we started the podcast.
Hey, Matt.
Yo.
Do you remember when you interviewed Frantic?
Yeah, I love Frantic.
There's so many fucking good episodes, I swear to God. We called an episode Daisy Chain. I think we called one, what was the one that you fucking called?
we should do a March Madness of podcast episode names.
Actually, I would do that. I would do that in a heartbeat. George Michael's Last Christmas. I guess that was around when George Michael died.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. I think we named one John Cena's Elbow right after he had to have elbow surgery.
Yes. There's another one here. Dude, and it brings back what happened at wrestling at that time. Like this one, Grabber with Styles. Remember when Joey Styles got fired? Do you not remember that? Seriously.
I do.
Or the Ultimate Value?
I can only imagine what that was.
It was me. Something was on sale, and I was like, I am the Ultimate Value. Dude, it's so fucking sick, dude. It's so sick. I'm just pulling. Oh, my God. How's this for an episode? We had Jumpin' Jim Brunsell, Habib from the Car Wash, and Mick Foley all on the same goddamn... And we called it A Dream Vacation with Jim Brunsell and Habib from the Car Wash, hosted by Mick Foley.
It's because Mick was giving away. That was WrestleMania season.
Oh, my God. And there were some weeks where we had, there was like some stretches where we had a fucking guest like 9 weeks in a row. It was crazy at some points, just how many guests we would have on. Fucking nuts, dude. You know what we called our 200th episode?
What's that?
200?
Kathy's Box. The fuck is wrong with us? Oh my God, I can fucking... I can just... Look at Matt! Look at Matt!
I see it.
He's
See, now here's I'm going through my head right now wondering if he's upset about the past or upset about what's happening right now.
No. We've learned over time, but yes, some of the episodes were
Seth Rollins' naked nude selfie dong pics. That was an episode.
It was topical, man.
Teddy Hart's episode, a wife and a girlfriend. Wasn't he talking about having a wife and a girlfriend everywhere?
I don't know. He was out of his mind, too.
Oh, my God, dude. Just fucking great. I'm telling you, if you really are looking for something to do, go back through the archive, listen to some of these episodes, but just be enamored at the fucking names we gave these things. Holy shit.
Tony, fire off like more that I can have my peace with this.
All right, I'm looking for the... Oh, here we go. Episode 273, Huge Delicious Titties.
That's over 250 episodes in. We still went with that?
Oh, my dude. You'd be surprised even with, like, the recent stuff. It's fucking crazy, dude. What were we thinking when we came up with this shit?
We weren't thinking a lot back in the day. We had a lot of growing up to do, and you know, there's always room for improvement, too, so...
Oh, God. I don't even know who we had. Dolphin Orton, RK Ocean. I have no idea what that... Cyclops Shawn Michaels was a title.
That one makes sense.
Oh, when I was getting my asshole operated on. Pray for my a-hole. That brought me back.
Oh, my God. I'm still just admiring Matt's display back there.
Oh, Matt, he fucking loves this.
He's got some of the bendums.
He fucking loves all this.
Oh, listen, here we go. Where'd he go?
Kev, one more. Ass burgers are delicious. Matt quit. Matt quit the show. He left.
Did we have a guest that show? I feel like we had a guest that show.
For ass burgers are delicious? Yeah, no.
I feel like we did.
No, Matt and I, we had Charles with us. That was it. I don't know how Asperger's came up.
Charles.
Whew, God damn, I'm telling you, it was nuts. Shit. All right, let's get back to Matt.
Do you want to wait for Matt to get back to the wrestling talk?
He probably wanted to take a piss. It's all right. Hey, Kev.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Did you know that R-Truth regained the 24/7 title over the weekend?
I did not know that. Tony, let me ask you this.
What's that?
Did you know who the 24/7 champion was before R-Truth won it back?
No, I still don't know who it is. I was hoping you would find out. I forgot the fucking guy's name. Was his name Moss?
Riddick Moss.
It was Moss. I was right. Holy shit. Who, Kev? I got to ask you. Who the fuck is Riddick Moss?
Riddick Moss is a perennial NXT-er who got called up out of nowhere and was featured as Mojo Rawley's offensive lineman, so to speak. So he was supposed to be Mojo Rawley's heavy, if you will. And then he ended up winning. It came out of nowhere. It surprised me, too. He ended up winning the 24/7 championship. And now, because of this whole Gronkowski thing that has already been separated, and now Mojo is on SmackDown, and Riddick Moss is still on Raw as a 24/7 champion. They still bill him as this former NFLer, which I guess he is, but I'm not 100% sure if that's true. So, I mean, we could Wikipedia or Google it. So R-Truth beat Riddick Moss?
Yes. But the other thing is shit. So Gronkowski's going to be a wrestler, right? Like, he's going to be wrestling now. I don't know.
He's the host of WrestleMania for now. I have no idea what kind of contract they signed, and Matt's going to come back and be furious with what we're talking about.
No, Matt, is Rob Gronkowski going to be wrestling, or is he just going to be like an animated douchebag?
I think they announced him as the host of WrestleMania, but I don't know. But
post-Mania, like, is he going to wrestle?
I haven't heard anything. Maybe, I don't know.
You guys look like you're drinking delicious beverages, and I'm sitting over here with a fucking bottle of Aquafina.
That's why I had to pee, and then I had to run downstairs to get an Original Sin Black Cider.
Ooh. Tasty.
Nice.
It is. Did you watch?
Did you guys... Just a little Bud Light ski.
Ooh, drinking them light beer like Mans Warner, huh? Old man, sir.
I got a random text from my sister-in-law yesterday. She wanted to know why wrestling was on ESPN.
Oh, aren't they replaying Kaiju Big Battle on ESPN2 now?
As part of the Ocho, yes.
That's fucking crazy. I was watching the Ocho yesterday. You know what was on? Cornholing.
There was a lot of things on the Ocho yesterday.
I watched it all day. I watched that too. The Kaiju Big Battle was part of like an ESPN 30 for 30 or ESPN 60. They also had like frog jumping and something else all combined into one special. But they did have like the competitive eating, which I love. So
if you're playing competitive cornhole, you might as well just fucking bend over and let people throw beanbags at your real fucking cornhole, because it was the most boring fucking thing I've ever seen in my life.
Cornhole's great.
Oh, it's great if you're drunk at a barbecue and you're fucking whipping beanbags at your friends when you're trying to play. That's great. Watching these fucking...
Well, that's what the Ocho is for.
But watching these fucking jamokes, like, they're talking to each other, like, oh, throw it to the left. Dude, put a little more on this one. It's like, shut the fuck up. Just fucking play.
Matt, I watched the Golden Tee Championship followed by the World Tetris Championship. That's pretty cool.
I think I'd be into the Golden Tee Championship. I used to play that at a bar with my two friends. I'd get all fucked up. I sucked at it, but it was fun.
Oh, I sucked at that, and I sucked at Tetris. But to watch these fucking guys play Tetris is insane.
Did you have any problem with the WrestleManias that they will be airing on ESPN for the next several weeks?
Ooh, tell me. What numbers? I know they were at 30 the other night, yeah?
30 was last night. I think 32 and 35 the next 2 weeks.
Were we at 32? We were at 29. Oh, we were at 29.
Yes.
Fuck, that was a long time ago.
What are they going to do? Are they going to show like 5 and 4 and 6 and 7? No, they're
probably
not going to do that.
Throw us a bone. Throw us something. Throw us a good WrestleMania.
Give us WrestleMania 17, dude.
Look,
no
matter.
Here's why.
No matter what you show, it's just a fucking commercial for WrestleMania and the network. So why wouldn't you? People are jonesing for something, right? And there's all these people that grew up watching fucking wrestling. If you put on WrestleMania 5 and it's on fucking ESPN, people are going to watch that shit. Oh, some old dude like Tony is going to be like, this is what wrestling used to be when I was a kid, son. Sit down and watch this. What are you over there fucking smirking at, you shit dick?
Because people are going to turn into ESPN and they're going to be like, wow, wrestling looks so awesome. There's got to be a million people in the crowd and the fireworks and this and the costumes and the pageantry. And then they fucking click it on and they're going to see fucking Rob Gronkowski going, hey, it's fucking WrestleMania. Look at this. It's so fucking great.
Yeah,
ah!
My sister-in-law was like, where are they and how did they get all these people there? And I was like, yeah, that's from like 6 years ago.
You should have told her that they play. You said WWE's a rebel, Dottie.
I think, like, other than maybe like a WrestleMania 6, you really can't play the old ones because it doesn't reach the demographic that ESPN would get, right? They want the young, like, 18 to whatever, 26s or 35s. And then, so you play the ones, the more recent ones where the crowd, like you said, is huge and you have the stars that people know. As opposed to like Brutus Beefcake and Big Boss Man and Earth Hercules.
I think ESPN is looking for any viewers.
Yeah.
At this point.
Well, I think they should still have the rights to Global. So they should start putting Global back on.
You would hope so. You would think they would put something on. Someone said that CBS or ABC the other day aired like a Lakers Celtics game without a commercials. From like the 80s?
Well, CBS was playing a lot of the old March Madness tournament games like on Saturday afternoon or Sunday afternoon on Channel 2. They were playing those. I don't know if they had commercials or not, but they were definitely playing them. Like the Duke, was it Duke, North Carolina or Kansas or Kentucky? It was pretty cool, actually. Oh, it was North Carolina because Jordan was in it.
Go ahead, Tony, enlighten us. As you fucking giggle.
What did you just send? Why did you just text us, Tony?
What did I do? I didn't do anything. What are you talking about?
He just sent a screen cap of me and you on Skype.
And me? I'm in there, too.
Yeah, but you made yourself tiny, so.
Oh, Kevin left.
Oh, God. No, I'm here. I just had to. I wanted to go look at that picture. Don't post that anywhere, by the way.
Kevin, you have to know by now. If you tell us not to do something, we're gonna want to do it.
Yeah, Kevin.
I had your back for the big cast thing. I don't know if I can go to bat for you on this one. It's kind of a funny picture. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't like it.
Make fun of anybody.
I don't like it.
So we'd have proof that we used to do shows like this in the before time.
It's the state of the Wizards now. The before time.
Now he wants me to take one. Look at this. All right, I gotta hit the buttons and let me zoom it in. All right, it's gonna take a second. That's it. Oh, perfect, perfect. Oh, perfect. I got Kevin in mid giggle too. Let me see.
I don't like my picture being taken. I'm sorry. I just don't like it.
What have you guys been watching? Let's talk about AEW here. Why Tony's being
a... Yes! Fucking AEW!
Why Tony's being a fucking ghoul.
We got some big premieres. Vanguard 1 premiered on AEW.
Yeah, he did.
And he brought out Matt Hardy.
Fucking awesome.
And fucking Luke Gallows. Not Luke Gallows. The
Brody Lee, asshole. Brody Lee.
There you go. Luke Harper. Isn't that Luke Harper?
It was Luke Harper.
So I wasn't that wrong. And he's the exalted one. So fuck off for all of you that got it wrong. Yo, what were they singing? There was one song they were singing that I was fucking laughing my balls off. I texted you about.
Oh, fuck.
Come on. I can't remember it either. Come on, Kev. What were they singing?
It was during the women's match.
During what?
What match was it during?
It was during the women's match. It was Statlander, Penelope Ford, Rio.
Whoa!
Yes, it was.
Was it?
Yes. Rio! Whoa!
Fuck, oh my god. That makes it even more epic than I remember. Holy shit.
Let's see if I can find it in the text.
Tony, I think you should get credit for that.
Well, it's kind of a gimme, but I'll take it. I don't care. Let me see. I'm searching. Rio. No, I don't see it here.
So out of the three new guys that we got in AEW now, and they're not new, but they're new to AEW, Matt Hardy, Lance Archer, Brody Lee.
They were singing Jungle Boy. Oh, yes. I fucking almost fell over laughing. That's what it was.
Back to your question, Kev.
Back to Kevin, sorry.
All right, so first off, can you guys hear the rain or no? Am I coming through on me? No. It's like raining really hard right outside.
Keep going.
No? Okay. So Matt Hardy, Lance Archer, Brody Lee. Who are you the most excited about seeing right now in AEW?
Man.
And the potential that they could have with different feuds.
Probably Matt Hardy. And I'll tell you why. I'm still not sold on the fucking whole fucking exalted one with fucking join the decay or whatever the fuck they're called. I'm still not digging it. I'm really not.
Is it because we've never really heard Luke Harper cut a promo before?
I don't like that whole gimmick. Like, before he came out, Christopher Daniels was like, you know what? We're kind of tired of hearing all this shit. This is stupid. You guys are idiots. Silver and fucking what's-his-nuts haven't done anything since they joined you. They're like, what the fuck? It's like, get lost. And I was like, yeah, I feel that way. Fuck them. Get lost. And then Luke Harper came out, and I was like, all right, maybe it'll go somewhere. But right now, I'm curious to see Matt Hardy and what he's going to do because he's all by himself. And Vanguard 1 came out, which means we might be getting some more woke and broken kind of shit, you know?
Broken over woken. Woken Matt Hardy was dog shit.
Okay, broken over woken.
Did you listen to him on Talking with Jericho, Matt?
No, I'm sure it's an amazing episode.
It's actually really good. I listened to it just because it was – I never listened to Talking with Jericho. And I just listened to it because it was Matt Hardy, and it was they don't hold back, they don't pull punches, so it was actually a really good listen.
No, I'm super excited for the prospect of Matt Hardy being in All Elite Wrestling, and I know they're not doing Blood and Guts this week. I know that's not happening because of everything that's going on. There will be a Dynamite, but there won't be a 5-on-5 match because you can't have ten. 10 people, so that would be. But whatever. They're going for it. They got Cody and Jimmy Havoc, which props to Cody for reaching into his marketing bag and throwing his phone number out onto Twitter, or a phone number out onto Twitter, where you can text him and then he will text.
Is that still
Did you say Jimmy Havoc?
No.
Cody Rhodes is wrestling Jimmy Havoc on Wednesday, yes.
I had no idea Jimmy Havoc was still in AEW.
I agree with Kevin. I had no idea either. I thought after the whole thing with Tony Khan and Excalibur that he was donezo.
No, he just does a lot of... AEW Dark is where you see a lot of these characters. Like, Sonny Kiss was in the front row of AEW Wednesday night, and we love Sonny. He's awesome, but you primarily see him on Dark.
Right.
How great was after Cody's awesome opening on Monday with Adam Page coming out, giving him the toast and then leaving, where MJF was at ringside and he's giving shit to Tony Schiavone about gambling, and MJF like fucking screams at him. He's like, what's the matter? You want in on this? Fucking beautiful.
Look, it was done like so well.
It was so much fun. It felt like fun watching that show, you know?
Yeah.
You know what it felt like? It felt like being at like that kind of show. You felt like you were there. Like,
yep.
To me, it felt like I was actually at that show.
It felt like it was friends of ours putting on a show that we got to sit and see them watch them do it. It didn't feel like a big time wrestling company. It was like watching our friends, but friends that actually know what the fuck they're doing and know how to put on a great show. That's what it felt like.
A lot of simple stuff too just worked out well when what's his name? Who's cutting the promo at the end towards Brandy? Oh, it's Jericho. And then like they cut to Brandy, and then like Sammy Guevara is doing his thing, making fun of saying that Brandy should be with him, and then all of a sudden you see Dustin Rhodes walking right behind Brandy. Like it was just so much of that stuff was probably done on the fly, and it was just so good.
And yeah. Brandi Rhodes should be a ring announcer because she's fucking perfect for it.
Well, she was in WWE.
I know, but like that's where she belongs. I don't want to be like women belong in the kitchen, but I haven't been crazy about anything she's done. Her interference in matches is dog shit. That women's group that she put together was dog shit. But she's fucking remarkable behind the microphone calling, like, you know, announcing the matches. It was fucking great. Better than Justin Roberts.
I agree.
He's getting to be too much with the yeah.
I agree 100%, Tony.
Stop it. And I like Justin Roberts, but enough, dude.
Some of the wrestling Wednesday night was not the best either. Let's just be. I'm gonna be fair. The women's match was rough again.
Yeah.
The ending to
the same age. I do like that they're doing something with Sheeta, that she's finally getting a shot.
The end of the tag match.
Do we put a lot of stock in that maybe being because it was in front of nobody and maybe their nerves are a little higher and maybe, you know, they don't have the crowd to mask some of the stuff that they're doing?
But AEW's women division has been bad.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Crowd, no crowd, it just hasn't come across well.
I completely agree with that 100%.
All right, that's fair.
And I would imagine... being wrestling in a situation where you're wrestling in front of your peers, when they're not there, you know, they're in the back and they're watching on the monitor, or they say they're watching on the monitor, whatever. But when you're performing in front of your peers, I think that brings the best out in you. It wasn't all bad. There was a nice Poison Rana by Penelope Ford. There were good spots, but they were also bad. The ending to that tag match with Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus against the Butcher and the Blade, where Luchasaurus hits the finisher and then Jungle Boy goes to jump out of the ring, but the Butcher is not even standing up, so he just like crawls through the ropes and jumps down to the ground. Like,
yeah, there was no point in that whatsoever.
You could say it's nitpicking, but I'm gonna be fair. If I'm gonna criticize the WWE for what they're doing, I'm gonna do the same thing for AEW. It's only fair, in my opinion.
No, I agree with that as well. I didn't quite understand that. You know what? It took away from the ending of the match. It really did. Because now everybody's standing around going, what happened?
Right, and they tried to cover it on commentary, and it just didn't work.
Is somebody doing laundry?
No, that's the rain on the roof.
When
we're not talking, you can hear it.
Wow, I didn't realize it was that bad out.
It's pouring right now. Hold on, here. Hold on, show you.
It was snowing this morning. I don't know if you guys saw that.
It's coming right from the gutter. Look.
Oh, yeah, look at that. The mean streets of West Orange.
The deserted streets of West Orange.
Well, it's pretty much everywhere now. You know, it was getting so bad in my town the parks department went around and
started
taking down the basketball rims in the parks so people wouldn't go play basketball. Because apparently people were still getting together and doing shit like that.
So
same thing happened in West Orange. There was a there's a bunch of people playing soccer on the high school field, and they had to get the kibosh on that.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how fast those padlocks come out. Same thing around here. They were closing up a lot of shit as well.
So back to your original question, Kevin. I think the prospect of all three guys being in AEW is huge.
Matsky, what you got?
So you're the WWE expert. When was the last time Hardy and Jericho had a singles match? Been a while, right?
Probably not since. Definitely not in the most recent run when they came back in Orlando. Definitely not. Jericho was always Raw, and Matt was predominantly SmackDown.
Did they ever Jericho show? Was that a thing when the Hardys were around?
No, the Jericho show was main eventing against guys like main event like Crime Time was a Jericho show feud. Wow, Matt, that's a great question. I'm sure they've had a singles match in WWE probably in the initial era when Jericho came over, but since then, since Jericho's been like world champion and stuff like that. Like, and that's going back to what, 2002, 2001? I don't know if they ever had a singles match. Definitely 100% not on pay-per-view. Maybe on a SmackDown or a Raw, but definitely never on a pay-per-view. They've never had a singles match. That I can confidently say.
So there's the prospect of that. There's if Matt's a face, then he could work with Sean Spears. He can work with MJF, Wardlow. There's so many different avenues for him. And then the flip side for the Lance Archer. Brody Lee being in a feud with SCU, him and Player Uno and Stu Grayson against SCU is going to be fucking amazing. Like, I don't think people understand, like, how good Brody Lee is because you didn't really get to see the best of him when he was in WWE. Like, he's going to turn some heads. And then Lance Archer, I mean, we all know from his New Japan run, from the G1 climax to now, that last real singles push has really upped his game. His stuff with Moxley in New Japan was great. So, I mean, I don't think there's a bad card in the deck when you have to pick between the three of them.
I couldn't agree more. And it's weird, though, because they were all brought in under auspices of the role that they could have played, all could have been interchangeable. Either three of these guys could have been the exalted one, right? So, like, they had us guessing every single time. Was it going to be Matt Hardy? Was it going to be Brody Lee? Was it going to be Lance Archer? And at the same time, they had Jake the Snake come in with a client, which could have been any of these three as well. It could have been not so much Matt Hardy, but it could have been the one. And it's just, like, it's ridiculous how well. And if people are going to complain, because you know what, Matt, you know this. It's wrestling fans. They're going to complain about WWE rejects, WWE this and that. And I'll say first and foremost, Lance Archer is a steal of the century. I'll say Brody Lee is not a WWE reject. He's a WWE, I guess never was, but not insulting, because he could have had so much for him in WWE, just that never happened. Matt Hardy's Matt Hardy. Matt Hardy's a legend. So three awesome, solid pickups, I think.
I love the Bludgeon Brothers. I don't know what you guys are fucking complaining about.
No one's complaining about the tag team. It's just you didn't get to see him perform to his potential. And I don't, you know, call them whatever you want, but you know when you put on AEW, you're going to say, oh, what's this wrestling? That guy was in WWE. And I know you say, oh, well, that didn't happen with Impact. Well, Impact was on fucking Spike, and I don't really know if a lot of people are TNA or whatever you want to call it. I don't really know how many people were going to Spike for wrestling, you know? And it's a different time now. There's different places for people to work. You say whatever you want about the guys, but that's how they get used. How you use Cody, how you use Moxley, how you use Lance Archer and all these guys. Like, it matters. If you watched the Broken Skull sessions with Bret Hart, it's all about the way they were used. Like, Bret Hart and WCW didn't have a fucking clue to do with them, and it showed. And it fucking pissed. I watched it last night. It got me all pissed off again.
So, did you when he comments on Eric Bischoff and he's like, Eric Bischoff didn't know shit and this and that, and then like meanwhile, as like right as that was released, Eric Bischoff had a new 83 weeks where Eric Bischoff put Hogan put Bret Hart over so huge, and then one of Bischoff's reactions would be when he see that Bret Hart said Bischoff didn't know shit.
I mean, look at his WCW run. Nothing. He was a fucking heat magnet. He lost the Rumble to Austin that he should have won. Then he lost the fucking title that he won at the Final Four. Then he was the first guy to ever put his hands on Vince McMahon. Then he had Canadian Stampede. Then he beat fucking The Undertaker. He beat Austin at WrestleMania 13. Then he got fucked over by Vince McMahon. Like, he should have fucking rode in on a white horse in WCW and immediately challenged Hulk Hogan for the title. Immediately. But no, they got to pretend that he's going to be in the NWO. You make him a fucking special guest referee for a terrible fucking match at Starrcade. Then he comes in for a fucking shitty main, the best built wrestling match that I've ever seen. The build-up to a wrestling match for Starrcade 97, Sting and Hogan, was the best build I've ever seen because it took fucking almost 2 years, and he's the fucking referee for that, and Sting's fucking out of shape, and he can't find a tanning bed in Washington, D.C. It fucking pisses me off, and he's right. Goldberg's a fucking gorilla. He doesn't belong in the fucking Hall of Fame.
No, it does.
He fucking sucks, too. Fuck Bill Goldberg.
Oh, man, he shit on Goldberg hard in that show. The only thing, I agree 100%. But I didn't hate Brett going in that referee role, only if it totally meant like the downfall of the NWO. Like, imagine Bret Hart single-handedly took down the NWO because of what he did in that Sting, or even the Bischoff Zabisco or the Sting Hogan match. If Bret Hart should have been the total anticipant and piss rival of the NWO, and it just didn't happen. And his first match should have been against Hogan. You're right. It wasn't.
No, and then he was in the fucking NWO black and white, and the NWO red and yellow, and the NWO purple and fucking gold, or whatever fucking dog shit rendition of the NWO there was. I fucking hate WCW.
Oh, I'll stand behind that silver and black till the day I die. That initial. I'll stand behind that until everyone got hurt.
Fuck WCW. Dude. Piss me off. You watched them Broken Skulls, Tony?
I did. I watched the one with Bret Hart. Bret Hart's a fucking character, dude. You know what else I went? I did a little deep diving on Bret Hart as well. I forget who runs it. I don't know if it's Between the Ropes or Outside the Ropes. It's some interview show that's all over YouTube. And he told a great story about it was when they were bringing Owen Hart back in and they had just done a pay-per-view. And they all went out to like a strip club. And Vince came in. And Vince... it was like the Legion of Doom was there and they were going to give the fucking Vince the clothesline. And Jim Neidhart was pushing him like, yeah, you should do it. Hogan was like, yeah, you should do it. And they didn't fucking give it to him. Like, they just kind of played with him. And Bret was like, Hart Foundation would have done it. And fucking Antle gets out of his chair and hoists Vince up. And Hogan looks at Bret and goes, well, are you going to do it, brother? And he fucking ran across the table and clotheslined Vince onto the floor. Fucking great stories. Then the party was over. They went to Ric Flair's hotel, but he wasn't in his room yet, so they crashed his room. And Bret Hart had a bag of weed on him that he got from a fan. So they all smoked up in Ric Flair's room. It was a fucking great story. Bret tells it so much better. Kevin Fall? Oh, there he is.
I'll tell you what, though, Matt, you said something that intrigued me a little earlier about a potential AEW feud. I would love to see Matt Hardy and Sean Spears in a feud.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic. It'd be fucking... There's so many possibilities.
Oh, Matt, check this out, buddy. Look at this.
The Complete Baseball Handbook in 1982. Nice.
Look at that.
Nice. Kevin,
if you had 1982 Complete Handjob book, I'd be into that.
Fernando Valenzuela. You can't sit still when we do these shows, can you, Kevin?
No, I can't. I'm sorry.
So this Wednesday night on Dynamite, Kenny Omega's defending his AAA championship, the Mega Championship, against Sammy Guevara.
Oh, great.
Great. What's that supposed to mean?
What the fuck did Sammy Guevara do to get a championship shot at that title? Is he even Mexican? I don't think so.
He's our generation's Eddie Guerrero.
Oh.
Wardlow against Luchasaurus in a lumberjack match. The Lucha Brothers versus the Best Friends in a parking lot fight.
Wait. Who in a what?
Wardlow.
Uh-huh.
And Luchasaurus.
Okay, in a
lumberjack match.
Now, how many lumberjacks are there? Are they going to be 6 feet or 8 feet away from each other? Like, that seems to make no sense.
You know what? That's a fucking lethal lockdown
or whatever you called it, because you can't have 10 people together. Oh, let's have a fucking lumberjack match instead.
I know they're taping it either tonight or tomorrow night.
Well, maybe AEW. They're only going to have like 3 lumberjacks.
I don't know. I know Ring of Honor canceled all their shows until the end of May.
Yeah, a lot of people have been pushed into May now with stuff. Like, even not wrestling, it seems like we might be fucking going into May all around. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, MLW is not going to be doing any more tapings. Did you happen to catch the latest MLW episode?
I lived it, buddy. I was there. Was that 8-man tag match everything you expected?
It was all that. Oh, shit. Here's what I don't get, right? It's like in AEW, and like, look, I don't know Court Bauer, I don't know any of these guys, to be honest with you, but I think Court runs his promotion the way AEW tries to run their promotion. It's like, well, I trust the guys, they're talented, they know how to tell a story in a ring. You know, let's put them together and let's see what they can do. Lately, bro, more often than not, not so great. That 8-man tag was just kind of like all over the fucking place. Right.
And they waited till the end of the night to do it. Dude, I'm telling you.
Zenshi wrestled Lindemann in the opening of the show. And overall, pretty good match. There were a couple spots where like they kind of like upped a couple things, but I give him credit, the camera shots and the movements, like it doesn't look so bad. I give him credit for that. So They had a good enough match, but the crowd was already dead at that point. Like, Zenshi hits like 3 high spots in a row, and there's like not a reaction.
No,
and
he's got to
get up on the rope. He's like, "Come on, make some noise!" And like, wasn't getting anything.
Dude, tapings are rough.
Yeah,
them shits are long.
You know who else we saw? We saw Mance Warner's secret weapon taking on Richard Holiday. You know who it was? Tell everybody who it was.
It was the Blue Meanie.
Props for them having the actual music with the BWO graphic and everything, but
wait.
Give you a chance to catch up.
Wait. Mance Warner had like a heavy a security.
Okay. Mance Warner was not medically cleared to wrestle, even though he'd been wrestling the whole night on the tapings. He was not, medically cleared.
Oh, mama.
So he had to find somebody to do his dirty work, and he found the Blue Meanie, which, I mean, Meanie got a pop, and he did his little dancing, and he did a little shtick with Richard Holiday, and then they put Meanie over by count out, because What's-His-Nuts went outside the ring, and Mansoor was on commentary, and he was giving him like, hey, let's have a beer, so Mansoor gives him a beer, and he pours the beer out, so then Mansoor spits beer in his eyes, and he gets blinded, and he can't make it back in the ring, so that was the finish. Like, come on.
All right. I mean, that's fine. It's Tony.
Put the Meanie over if you're gonna have Meanie on the show, dude.
I feel like you're now feeling the way about MLW, the way that Matt feels about WWE.
I don't want to, man. I really don't want to. But that main event was dog shit. That whole fucking Richard Holiday thing was shit. Oh, Matt, you know what you probably didn't see that we got to see? Your favoriteest thing ever. They were cooking. Los Parks were making fucking chorizo y huevos.
I did not hear about that.
Fucking terrible. It was terrible. They had a hot plate. First of all, fucking L.A. Park doesn't know how to make eggs because he's scraping the pan with a fucking metal spatula. That's a no-no.
Tony.
Park Jr. is stabbing the chorizo in the pan.
Tony, when you see Matt make that face, it's time to stop talking.
You're good. I just...
No, he's going to fucking shit that I had to go through. You want to talk about a 4-hour taping? I would have rather sat through 8 hours of taping than this dog shit. And they were talking, they were trying to compare in Spanish that they were going to attack men's huevos, or they didn't have huevos, and they were going to win the tag team championships. Company didn't have any fucking any salt. No sal.
I'm just laughing at Matt right now. I'm sorry. No, no one can see this but us.
He's like, fuck. He's like saying, like, fuck. He cursed at one point, and they put like all the little question marks, but they didn't beep it. Oh, it was cooking with the pendejos or something. That was the name of it. That's what they fucking called this atrocity. And then they were like, fuck this. We didn't get anything we want. Kevin, it wasn't that funny. Seriously, it was bad. It was bad.
He looks at the guy from Star Trek.
Yeah, the blind black guy.
The guy from Star Trek.
Reading Rainbow.
MLW might have to go on the list. I'm not going to lie.
It was bad, dude. It was bad. It's getting... I like watching it every week because it's a fucking... It's only an hour long, but it's getting rough, dude. Oh, and the fucking ECW referee refereed the BWO match as well. So he was back.
Yes. He was there all night, buddy.
Oh, you know what we're getting next week?
What are we getting next week?
We're getting... And Loki in a knockout match.
Oh, it's a fucking doozy.
Oh, and we're also getting Brian Jr. against Jordan Oliver. So I'm interested in that.
That
Yo,
was a good match.
Injustice is one of the bright spots of that show, man. It's funny shit whenever they're on.
Yes.
And that's it. That's my fucking MLW.
That's your MLW,
dude.
Huh?
Yeah.
We get towards meh MLW.
Meh MLW. They might, dude. I might have to bring it back. We'll see how next week goes. But then again, with King Mo in the main event against Loki in a knockout match, I'm nothing but five stars all around. I would say.
No, it was bad, dude.
A main event in any arena in the country.
What's that? Loki and who?
And King Mo. Come on, bro. King Mo also.
Matt, he's right. That's a
King Mo
big
also
time main event.
Team Filthy when they were fighting to the back after the match. Because the match was over, and they were like, oh, no, this isn't enough. We got to bring out these fucking quote-unquote ring boards and put fucking poor Kit Osborne through one. Yo, Kit Osborne is like 4'3". That motherfucker's got to be smaller than Marco Stunt. That's how big he is, dude. He was tiny compared to these other guys, man. And Tom Lawler's not a fucking tall dude, and he was fucking half Tom Lawler's size, man. Wild. I didn't know he was that small.
I hate Tom Lawler.
Oh, I do, too. He cut a better promo, though. I'll give him credit for that. He did cut a better promo.
Good, but
other than that, you know who I want to party with?
Who?
I want to go to Hawaii and party with Kevin Von Erich.
You think so?
I thought you were going to say Jeff Cobb.
No, he's fucking stoned all the time, dude. He looks like he's a good time.
You think so? Is you looking for a good time?
Interviewing with his kid.
Did you guys see new WrestleMania matches announced? These are probably the ones that Tony already mentioned in his little Wikipedia update.
See that? Wikipedia. A thing or two about a thing or two.
All right, here we go. The Raw Tag Team Champions, Street Profits, Matt.
What?
Will take on the United States Champion, Andrade.
Yeah.
Tag Team Partner, Angel Garza. It's already announced, Tony.
Yeah, well, I mentioned that. I also mentioned that Bobby Lashley is going to be there against Aleister Black.
I see you got these.
Yeah. Thanks for playing, Kev. Let me guess.
Well, I didn't hear the first one. The other two I saw. I didn't hear the Street Profits one.
Well, we also had the Miz and Morrison versus Tuba. So we've got that.
Tuba.
Oh, to be announced, huh?
Goo. Because it's going to be garbage.
Oh, it's the winners of the New Day and the Usos, I believe.
Oh, fucking wonderful. That's going to be a triple threat. You know that's coming.
Blind Matt is back.
Fucking A.
He doesn't want to see I'm screenshotting all of these. This is incredible.
Hey, Blind Matt, do you want to talk to the patrons?
Yeah, let's talk to the patrons. I'm not editing shit, so guess what? I ain't putting commercials in this fucking motherfucker. How's that sound?
Want me to put commercials? You want to take
a break?
No, I don't want to take a break, man.
I can put commercials.
I ain't putting shit in. You know why? Because those motherfuckers don't send us new commercials. And guess what? They don't listen to the fucking Shining Wizard Wrestling podcast. So you want to support them?
Yeah.
Support fucking Radioactive Metal. Support Inconclusive Breakdown. Support the Midnight Jury. Support, who am I missing, Tony?
Inconclusive Breakdown, you said. Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
Oh, yeah. Support American the Turnbuckle Loser. Throwbacks. Because Jay did a great job of keeping track of our standings. And thanks to Jay for supporting us on Patreon. Phil, go fuck yourself.
Did you mention Radioactive Metal?
I did, right? I said Radioactive Metal.
Radioactive Metal? Hey, good. Can you see the Patreon producers on your screen?
I can see the Patreon producers. Thank you. And I'm just busting balls, but I'm really not editing shit, so.
Well, good. Then handle this. I'm going to get a snack.
All right. Oh, Tony, what kind of snack?
I'm going to get an ice cream bar. Duh. All
right. Tony's going to get an ice cream bar. And, Kevin, we're going to talk about our Patreon producers. If you like what you're listening to here at the Shining Wizard.
I like it. I can see the list. I can see the list.
Oh, you can see the list. You're going to head over to Shining Wizards.
Oh, I can see.
No, you're going to go to patreon.com/wizardspodcast. And you're going to sign up for our Patreon for as little as $1 a month. You can support the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. For $3 a month, we will mention your name and you will get our monthly watch along. I watched the whole episode of Superstars from November 1992. I did not listen back to it because I am fearful of how bad it is, but it might be so bad that you might enjoy it. I also highly recommend you check out our YouTube page, because now that we can't leave the house, we're adding more content. So we announced the Shining Wizards Cup on the YouTube page, and we're going to announce the Field of 32 on the YouTube page. So check that out at Shining Wizards YouTube. I don't know what the fuck.
Matt, where are we on that, by the way? Are the polls closed, or are we still looking at a little bit of time left?
There's still about an hour left on the polls, Kevin.
All right.
Still got an hour left. But let's thank our Patreon producers. Of course, Kathy Hummer, the queen of the Shining Wizards. Manny Kratzo, the king of the Shining Wizards. Danny and Anthony Rusinello, the AOP of the Shining Wizards.
That's right.
Mr. Ryan Arthur over at elementary.com. I know his brewery is closed for the time being, but when they reopen, when all this shit blows over, make sure you head out to Hackensack and support local businesses. Sean Toe, Sean Callejo. Brett Simonello, Kate Hensler.
What do you hear? What do you say?
Kate Hensler from OnDeckIC.com. Matt Garifo, no relationship to the KJG. Matt Mellinger, Benjamin Martinez, the ultimate horrier. Christine Friesendorf, Danny Douglas from DeathmatchOutlaws.com. Mark Perloni, Kenny Hossy, the Scotch Drinks More on the Twitter machine. Jay Kopp.
That motherfucker.
Thomas Copps, the Moot Spock.
I think that's Mott Spock? What's his real name?
It's Mott Spock, but I say Moot Spock every time. And, of course,
that's Mott Spock?
Mr. William Mercier Jr.
Lives are going to be in William Mercier's hands. Coronavirus?
I know what you mean, Kevin. There's a delay, so it's weird.
Yeah.
I think that's why there's so much dead air in between our conversations. But
listen, Matt, we're suffering here. It's tough. We're not in studio. We're not face-to-face-to-face. And it's going to be rough, especially because of me, who has no technology past 2009. So I appreciate you guys putting up with that. But we'll figure it out.
It's getting better every week.
That's right. Tony, what are you eating?
An ice cream bar.
I ate Roman Reigns and John Cena. They're fucking delicious.
Roman Reigns.
How come you're eating your ice cream bars so early? What are you going to spoil your dinner?
I already ate my dinner, dude.
You ate your dinner? What a fucking guinea. Jesus Christ.
My sister-in-law was nice enough to make us a lasagna and drop it off today. In the quarantine fashion of putting it on the front steps, ringing the bell, and running away.
Yeah.
Oh, can I give out big props to Pete?
Pete who?
Pete was my hookup when I needed some chicken this weekend. So thank you, Pete.
All right, Pete. Oh, Pete. Pete.
Pete. Pete.
Oh, nice. Good for Pete.
I know.
Hero. Pete, like, the hero.
I texted him. I said, "Yo, Pete, where's the meat?" He said, "Coming in tomorrow." I said, "Awesome." And like 10:30, he's like, "Yo, we got the meats." So I went on down and I got me some chicken. It was good stuff.
Nice.
Oh, here's a tip from your friend Chef Tony, right? Now, I'm usually a chicken cutlet guy. Like, when I go to a supermarket, I got to buy me some chicken cutlet. Because it's easier. You know, you get the chicken cutlet out, you get your egg going, you get the milk going, you get the breadcrumbs going, you get the shit all together, you pop it in the pan, you got your chicken cutlets, right? I never fucked with big old chicken breasts. I mean, I like breasts, but the big old chicken breasts. Let me tell you something. Chicken cutlets are so much better when you fillet them shits yourself. Unbelievable difference. Amazing. Here's another little tip from Chef Tony, right? You get not only you get the eggs mixed up, you put a little milk in there, and after you do the milk, here's the key. And you're going to be like, what? And I'm going to be like, yeah. And you're going to fucking love this. Pickle juice. You put pickle juice in with the milk and the eggs, and it fucking makes your chicken cutlets that much better.
In the jello and the pudding pops and the...
Yes.
You sounded like Bill Cosby right there, Tony.
Chicken cutlets are no joke, my man. They're no joke. Chicken cutlets fucking rule. How you doing, Matt?
Oh, fantastic. I am.
What can we talk about now?
We could talk about the Chris Benoit documentary that's going to be on tomorrow night on Vice.
Ooh, I saw part one already.
And they released the first hour on the YouTube.
Yeah, they did.
Let's talk about it.
I can't watch.
You guys didn't see it?
No, I can't. Cause I'm going to watch. I need to watch it all at the same time.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I want to watch it. I have everything planned out tomorrow night. I'm going to come home from work. I'm going to take a shower. I'm going to sit in my chair. I might put a fire on, and then I'm going to watch it.
It's going to make me so sad or angry, one of the two. I don't know what it's going to do. Because I've kind of lessened my stance on where I feel about like talking about Benoit. Like, if you guys remember, like, a couple years ago, I wouldn't even – I would hate the mention of his name. But now, like, the more I hear other guys who have actually known him, like, say, like, listen, say what you want about him. He was a great wrestler. And if like, a guy like Jim Ross or Bischoff or Jericho or this, if they can say it, I could kind of get back there. But this is going to be – apparently it's very good, too. So this is going to be a doozy.
Fascinated by how much you are influenced by other people.
You know what? That's me, man. I'm sorry. That's you're right.
I
that's just how I am.
I've always been of the mindset where I can separate Chris Benoit, the wrestler, from the person that did that horrific shit to his family. So I'm looking forward to this documentary. My brother watched it. He said lots of good things about it. Tony, I know you said you watched it.
I enjoyed it. And you know what else? You know what was crazy? The very opening of it. I'm sure you saw it in the trailer where they interviewed Chris Jericho for it. And he was like,
yeah, I did not watch it.
You didn't see the trailer either?
No, I haven't watched it. I'm going in fresh.
Then there's no point to talk about
it.
No,
come on, Tony, give it to me.
I was like, he's like, if you think like if you're gonna be offended at me for glorifying a murderer, then change the fucking channel.
I like that.
I do too. And he, you know what? Had he been under Vince McMahon, he would have never been allowed to do this shit.
Probably. I like how your tabs have your workload, John Moxley super kicks Renee Young, and then women giving blowjobs to their husbands.
Is that what it is? Husbands?
Husbands and boyfriends, I think.
Is this really happening? What, Tony? What are you?
Oh, here we go. Kevin's favorite.
I'm not.
Bigger than mine, dude.
Audio only.
audio.
That might be the funniest thing I've seen all day. Holy shit. Oh, dear God. This is what this has come to, huh? Did we run out of wrestling shit to talk to about already?
No, we didn't. I just wanted to wake Kevin up.
What do you mean? I was talking the entire show.
I had enough of that. Kevin fucking calmed down.
I calmed down.
He calmed out.
Wouldn't you?
No.
I didn't.
It's a fucking treat for me.
Check because you posted it. That's right.
They announced over in Japan at Stardom that they're going to have fans at their one-night tournament tomorrow night, and they will be checking everybody's temperature before they enter. So if you have
now, all right, fine. Everybody's been doing that. They're like, oh, we'll check temperatures. Motherfucker, you can have this shit for like 2 weeks and you don't have a temperature. And then all of a sudden, whoops, I'm sick. So it's like, what's the fucking point, dude? Seriously. It's like these fucking idiots that go on spring break. You know they fucking had to padlock the beaches in Florida because these fucking young retards were going down there going, I don't give a shit. I'm going to get me some fucking Corona. I don't care. I'm fucking hanging out at the beach and blah, blah, blah. Because you're fucking stupid and your parents raised you like a piece of shit. That's why. Fucking stay home, jack off. I understand there's a bunch of creeps out there that want to go see fucking half-naked women wrestle around in Japan. This ain't the fucking time to do it. No offense to Stardom. Maybe tell your fans, hey, fucking stay home, all right? You get to ogle over these fucking girls in a couple of months. Just fucking go home, hug your pillow with the picture on it, and just fucking beat yourself.
Well, the Japanese government, they had a meeting with their experts of coronavirus, and they say that the virus has spreading has now been limited to three parts of Japan. Parts of Tokyo, one of the three regions, but not the entire city, along with places in Aichi, Nagano, and Hyoga.
Aichi.
So Stardom, Dragon Gate, and DDT will be running shows in the next few days. New Japan, which was hoping to resume action on March 31st at Sumo Hall, announced today that they will not be running any shows. They canceled Genesis and Road to Doku.
All right, well, let's be honest.
Be honest.
New Japan's probably going to draw what? Excess of maybe 10, 15, 20,000 people, depending on where they are?
Not on those shows. Those shows are usually smaller shows.
What is Stardom pulling for a show?
If they get 1,100 people, I'm sure it'll be a home run.
Okay, so for Stardom to run a show and take a risk like that, it's kind of like, well, who gives a shit? But New Japan probably run a show of what? 3, 4, 5,000 maybe? Maybe more?
Maybe.
So, and plus, people are more likely to go from farther away to see a show from New Japan. Oh, I mean,
maybe.
So, I don't know. You know, good on New Japan for still taking precautions. Good on them.
They're going to wait till after April 11th to announce any of the other, if they're going to reschedule most of the events.
Hey, here's something I wonder.
Okay.
Why don't places like Mike Johnson's site or Dave Meltzer, why don't they cover that weird wrestling from Japan where they wind up having sex with each other in the ring?
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
I mean, it's all pro wrestling, right? Like, you've seen
what are
things.
You talking about?
Yeah, Tony, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Let me see if I can find something. They have these wrestling matches in Japan where, like, the people wrestle, and then they actually wind up screwing, and it's in front of, like, a crowd of, like, thousands of people, just like a regular wrestling match and a ring and everything.
Is there insertion?
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah.
Why do you know about this?
Dude, I'm a guy who knows things. Don't fucking ask too many questions.
Well, Impact canceled their pay-per-view in New York City while you're looking up shit.
Why did it take them so long, by the way?
I think they were just waiting, holding out.
It's the end of April, right? Rebellion?
April 19th, yes.
Okay, all right. So they had a little bit of wiggle room, I guess, if you want to say. All right, that's fine. Yeah.
Ken Shamrock was announced as going into the Impact Hall of Fame.
Good for Ken. What was the last?
Wasn't he the first NWA TNA World Champion?
He was.
So there you go. That's a Hall of Fame worthy in itself right there, baby.
Okay.
All right, Tony, what?
Asuka's in this? I don't know why they were showing her picture, but I'm kind of jumping. Yeah, you know what? That could very well be Asuka.
That's Minoru. Is this the one where Minoru Suzuki beats the shit out of her? Yes, it is.
Okay, well, then maybe we don't want this part. But this is... Wait, there was definitely other stuff. Okay, this is the one I'm talking about. I don't know how this wound up there.
What the fuck is this?
This is what I'm talking about, dude. That's a legit wrestling ring. I want to know the promotion. The guy's got some shit written on his tights. I don't know what it says, but I mean...
Well, the referee's a gold belt, so that means something.
But I mean, look at the crowd, dude. There has to be like 1,000 people there, no?
1,000 people?
1,000? I'm watching this on an iPhone 5, and I know that there's not 1,000 people there.
What
okay,
the fuck
oh my God, what's
is
happening
going
now?
On?
There's a guy, like he looks like a clown. Like, he's got clown makeup on. He's wearing, like, the Sabu, like ring
of. Why are they taking off? I can't watch this.
Why can't you watch this, Kevin? What's wrong? Holy moly guacamoles. They're showing her insides to everybody.
This is what I'm talking about, dude. Like, I need to enlighten you people.
What is this?
This cannot be legal.
She's doing a naked handstand.
That's... Oh my God! I can't get out of this.
He's finger blasting her on the apron. People are cheering.
People are cheering. Wait.
Yes. Get up.
Is that Kota Ibushi?
It's not Kota Ibushi. Who's counting?
That looks like Dick, not Dick Pogo, Mr. Pogo, it looks like.
What the fuck is this, Tony?
And they're clapping.
Yeah, they're really into it.
I can't play any more audio.
She's legit. She's naked.
All right, I'm going to keep skipping around. Oh, there you go, Kev.
What the fuck? This guy's fucking this chick in a wrestling ring.
Kevin left. Welcome back, bud.
What? Get that. What is? What is this, Tony?
I'm getting out of this. That's enough. I'm telling you,
man.
That
was the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. I don't exactly know what it was, but it was pretty unbelievable.
Kevin disapproves, man. Kevin, what's wrong?
I don't know what I just saw. I didn't mean to leave the group. I just wanted to get the video off the thing, and I just ended up leaving the Skype.
What it looked like to people out there who aren't, I'm going to paint you a picture. It looked like a wrestling match between a man and a woman, which turned into the referee feeling her up, which then turned into them undressing her, and then the wrestler finger blasting her on the ring apron. There was a crowd there, and then at some point he ends up banging her in the middle of the ring. And she's into it, and the crowd is into it, and I don't know how this is wrestling related, but the
it was
the,
in a wrestling ring, for Christ's sake.
But
Tony,
no, but I mean, like,
Tony,
how
Tony,
does
Tony.
Any of that?
Did Meltzer ever report on that? That's
I
what
don't
I
know,
need to
but
know.
But the website, on the apron was Jam TV, Jam TV. So maybe we have to check that out.
Wait, JamTV.com?
I didn't see if it was a .com. It's definitely not a .com.
Tony, how did you find this? Be honest.
I find things, Kevin.
No, I want to know exactly how you found this.
It was on X Hamster.
What's X Hamster?
It's Kevin.
Jam TV.
Tony.
The Jam TV show.
Kevin
Jam
doesn't
TV.
Know any, Kevin doesn't know any of this stuff.
I don't think this is the Jam TV we were looking
for. All right, well, we can go back to watch the video and get the website and figure we could trace this back. We could do some detective work on this.
You want me to pop this back up? You guys want to watch
it? No,
Yeah,
no,
throw
stop,
it back
stop,
up.
Stop,
let me
stop,
see
stop,
if I can
stop,
at least
stop,
write
no,
down
no,
the website.
Come on.
No, you don't have to look. Turn your fucking camera off, you weirdo.
Come on, we're wasting
That's
time.
That's a good point.
We're wasting points. Time. There's nothing else to talk about. What do you want to talk about?
You want to go back to it? Let's go back.
Can we talk about how the polls are going for?
Listen,
Kev, this is Wizards Cup.
Polish people.
I'll write this down, Tony.
I
just need a shot of the ring apron.
All right, I'm getting there.
Tony, right, I mean, Matt, I'm very impressed by that setup behind you. That I can't stop looking at it.
What, the figures?
Yeah, those. You have like the thumb wrestlers on the apron there.
Yeah.
Are those the ones from the ones that we got that collection?
Yeah. Yeah, those are the ones.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it came together nicely, the whole the setup. Still got
kind
some more to do.
A couple details there?
Yeah. You were so quick to find it before.
When you got up and left, like that's when I could really actually see. And now, so it's tough to see now. But
see, I'm trying to get it in context. It looks like this woman lost a match to this other woman.
Okay. So the loser gets fucked by her boyfriend?
I don't know what the deal is. So she won. It looks like Rio won. What does it say in the middle of the ring
there? I don't
know
what it says
there. Oh, and this other chick came in and hugged her.
Oh, and a funny mask.
That is a weird-ass looking mask.
What does it say? What's that say?
Everybody's bailed out now because they're like, yeah, fuck this nonsense. Oh, and here comes Dick to go and Dick Pogo.
Here comes fucking public
Why are
rape?
We watching this again?
Because I want the website. I want to know what promotion this is.
Wait, I'm just going to rewind it. We had a good shot of the center of the ring there for a second. Hold on. It's www.something.jp, so it's a Japanese website. We got to
obviously.
Why is she so mad, bro?
Because she just lost.
What is that? Obtain?
Obtain.
Obtain. That's it.
There we go.
Obtain.
I don't like this.
JP. Everybody looked at the website can't be reached.
Come on.
Well, that's what we have the Internet Archive for.
All right, maybe they were just a sponsor of the show?
Oh, let's find out. Obtain.jp. Oh, they were very busy in
2004, 2005. Look at that shit.
Let's pick February 12th.
Two snapshots.
It looks like a nice day.
All right.
And let's see what we got.
This is called doing your homework, kids. All right?
Oh, God, it's in Japanese. Oh, here. Oh, if you're under 18, you can't go in, and we can't click anything. So, yeah. We could spend a little time doing that, but there you go.
All right. So if you want to just Google hot mixed wrestling. She's hot. I'll give her that.
Oh.
What did he drop? Oh, he's going to fucking. Oh, right in her mouth.
Oh, there you go. All right. That's your hot wrestling take for the night.
Look at that. Tony always finding something to bring to the table when we are at a time when there's pandemic where nobody knows where their next paycheck is coming from. You know that you could find wrestling, legit wrestling on the internet, where people have a match, two women, and the loser gets fucked by some dude.
But Matt, can I ask you a question?
You can ask me whatever you want.
Is she really a loser?
You know what? No. I don't. I mean, she looked like she enjoyed it.
Yeah, so there you go. Everybody goes home a winner with Japanese wrestling. That's what we take away from this episode.
You watch something like that, then you understand why they have to have wrestling with no fans in the crowd. Could you imagine?
Well, you don't like them cheering? She probably pissed all over the people.
No, but now, like, the whole ring's got to be cleaned up. Like, come on.
Oh, come on, dude. You don't think, like, people leave nasties even without doing shit like that in a wrestling ring?
All right, look, I understand, like, if your muffler falls out or you shit your pants or something, but that dude fucked that girl on the apron in the middle of the ring. No.
It's in the center of the ring, dude. That's not the apron. The apron's the hardest part of the ring.
That's where you finger blasted her. There's got to be juices and stuff all over that ring. That can't be sanitary.
No. You think that part front row like Gallagher should?
Yeah, you definitely got to come correct. I wonder if you know that's going to happen.
I would assume you'd have to. I mean, with a website like obtain.jp, you know, they'd have to know a thing or two about a thing or two. You got anything else?
I don't really have anything else. I want to watch that Rodman Untold. I got the Vice thing
that,
I want to watch.
That's pretty interesting. You know what? It's not really a lot that we hadn't heard of before, but it's an interesting quick watch.
I think it's interesting to hear because we've never really heard him talk about it. So it's kind of cool to get his perspective. We've heard Bischoff and TDP and Hogan and, you know, everyone else talk about it. It was cool to actually hear him talk about it for the first time, I think.
And I think, I think the takeaway is that most people were impressed with how involved Karl Malone wanted to get and how involved he did get, like how serious he took everything. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's just a weird time. We don't have a lot to talk about. There's not much going on, unfortunately.
To talk about. So you hear a lot of these companies have been giving away like free shit or like you got Hollywood movies coming to like streaming services so you don't have to leave your house to watch this stuff. Well, the Disney people with their Disney Plus app actually got Frozen 2 brought to Disney Plus like months ahead of schedule when it was supposed to be brought there. And let me tell you, fucking dog shit, absolute hot steaming pile of the most disgusting excrement you could imagine. My wife is a huge Disney.
Worse than what you just showed us in this Japanese stuff.
You're the only one that has a problem with that, Kevin.
Yeah, seriously, you're on an island here.
It's just two people having sex, Kevin. Sex is not gross.
I think tranny stuff that I was showing him too. I think he wanted more of that. You want me to find tranny wrestling? I can look it up
real quick. It's 2020, bro. You got to get with the times.
Yeah, man. Open your mind, dude, and your legs.
It's fine.
But Frozen 2 is a hard
fuck that. Other people in a fucking wrestling ring.
Oh, come on, dude. You never had fantasies about like the guys in PWS like fucking tag teaming people in the ring? Come on. Come on.
No, Tony, I haven't.
See, I'm away from WrestlePro because I think you think highly of them, but come on, bro. Like, you wouldn't want to see Sabu tagging out the fucking Melissa, the genie, whatever the fuck her name is.
Melissa Santos?
Yeah, and watching that big eye Apu like run around the ring, like getting the people to cheer for it and shit.
No, I have no desire to watch anyone else even remotely close to me, let alone Sabu.
Bro, Shelly yelling my vag and she's really getting pounded. Come on. No, come on. Come on. Seriously.
Sell it, Tony.
Who was that other girl that used to be there? Brittany, whatever her name is. And she wrestled that chick with the big boots.
Shelly Martinez is kind of hot. I'm still digging her. So
okay, so
I'd be on board with that.
All right, so what if I don't know? What if One Warrior Nation fucking got to come out after she lost the match to I don't know, fucking Katie Lee Burchill or something, and she's screaming, "My vag!" And he's going, feel the power.
All right. You might be able to convince me to watch.
It's better than Kelly
Martinez and One Warrior Nation. I could watch that.
Matt took a screenshot. What is that? Oh, you got a triple play? I didn't know. How do you do that?
I don't know. A little box thing popped up. It said take a snapshot. So I did.
No, but it's got me in the corner. Like, I'm all the way up in the corner. How come I'm, like, so tiny compared to you guys?
I don't fucking know. Here, I'll throw
That's
you
a... weird. Take a snapshot. Oh, why didn't I fucking... Oh, there we go. That's how that works. Awesome.
Great. We figured out how Skype works.
Great. Next week, we're going to figure out how to watch more stuff while we're Skyping.
Yeah, so what do you guys plan on doing this week? What's on the agenda? Any wrestling? AEW is Wednesday night. You're going to watch Raw tonight. What's the story here, kids?
Hell no, I'm not watching Raw.
I mean, I'll probably put Raw on, obviously. I'll probably watch a. I mean, really, I have nothing else to do.
AEW's definitely on the agenda. I'll make time for that on Wednesday. Can't wait for MLW to come out.
Do we get NWA Power back tomorrow?
I don't think so, but it was kind of cool. We didn't even talk about it. They replayed NWA 70 on YouTube this week, which was pretty cool. Matter of fact, we got to see what the hell's his name was on there.
Sammy Guevara.
Fuck. Sammy Guevara, yes. He that was the first time I ever saw him wrestle. He impressed the shit out of me. So nice to see where he's come in the couple of years since NWA 70.
Well, one thing I wanted to actually ask Matt, but he's gone now. Do you... Sammy Guevara was on Lucha Underground, no, Tony? Do you remember that or no?
I rarely watch Lucha Underground because it wasn't available to me, dude.
That's I wonder if Matt knows, because I tried to Google it to see like what because I think Sonny Kiss or somebody posted a photo Lucha Underground reunion, and Sammy Guevara was in the picture, but I just couldn't for the life of me remember if he was Sammy Guevara in Lucha Underground or if he was somebody else, maybe under a mask, or if he had the panda stuff on or what.
Yeah, I'm so glad he got rid of the panda shit, dude. When he came out for that one time with the
panda, here he is.
It was here like, yeah, no. Hey, Dingleberry, put your headphones on. Put them on. There you go. Put them on. Hey, was Sammy Guevara in Lucha Underground?
I don't think so.
He wasn't. All right. Because I don't know if you saw the someone put an Instagram photo up. I think it may have been Sonny. It was like Lucha Underground reunion, and Sammy Guevara was in the picture. And I was trying to think, like, who was Sammy Guevara in Lucha Underground? Was he himself? Was he under a mask? Was he this and that? And I couldn't find anything.
It's very possible. I don't know. I didn't watch the last season of Lucha Underground.
Looking up
on the internet.
I tried, and I couldn't get a definitive answer, to be honest with you. So.
Follow the Shining Wizards at obtain.jp. Buy our merch at shiningwizards.com/merch or something. And go to prowrestlingtees.com/shiningwizards, right?
I think so. That's it.
Yeah. That's it, baby.
Patreon.com/wizardspodcast. You know, we didn't even mention it. We got a new watch along up that you did, a week ago now?
I did mention it while you were going to get fucking ice cream bars.
Oh, you did.
Oh, you did.
I was getting a fucking snack.
Oh, you did. Oh, you did.
Anyway.
I'm the king.
Stay tuned. Matt's going to have a highlight reel this week about the first round in the Shining Wizards Cup.
That's right. On our YouTube.
Getting things done. A few surprises. A few not so surprises. A few fucking blowouts.
Oh, so we got some numbers, huh?
Well, we got numbers, but we didn't get into numbers today. Matt's going to do all the numbers. I'm going to help him crunch them probably tomorrow when everything's done. And he's going to do it. Yeah.
Matt, that was incredibly attractive what you just did right there.
Oh, flung something out of my ear. I'm fucking home, man. Leave me alone.
Hope you saved it for later.
I did save it for later. Make sure you tune in next week because there's going to be another show and hopefully none of us are dead and we'll talk about wrestling.
Hey, maybe we could do a watch along on that secret fucking channel and get everybody to watch Japanese porno along with us.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Until we get fucking thrown off of Facebook or wherever we fucking stream it.
Do you have going home music?
Oh, I can pull something up. Sure. Give all me a. Right. Oh fuck! I don't even have music open. Yeah, give me a few seconds. I'll find something.
Oh, maybe something for next week. Scotch Drinksmore wanted to ask us. Oh my God, I'm having a stroke.
The Royal Rumble undercard stuff.
What our favorite Royal Rumble was and what our favorite Royal Rumble card was. So maybe that's something.
That's a great question because a lot of people don't pay attention to the rest of the matches on the show other than the Rumble. So that could be a fun one.
Yeah, maybe that's something we could do next week.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, it's the fucking Boss Man's music. All right, people. Fucking take care of yourselves. Don't go outside if you don't need to go outside. I know it's fucking awful. Hopefully this episode and our whole catalog is something that'll, you know, distract you. The Shining Wizards Cup will distract you. Talk
more toilet paper, you fucking greedy fucks.
You know, talk to us on Twitter and Facebook. Chat us up.
Can't wipe her ass because of you. Poor woman. You know what it's like for her to have to shit and try to wipe when she ain't got toilet paper? You know how many times I had to wash her wig?
She doesn't have a fucking shower? What's wrong with her?
She can't reach, bro. She's all done.
She can't reach in the shower? You just turn the fucking water on and open up your ass cheeks.
That's a good point.
It's easier for some people to do it, not others.
I want to take a fucking bath. I don't know what to tell you.
Hard times, Daddy.
Hard times, baby. We'll see you guys next week.
See ya!
I just waved like there would be lights trying to see me.
Goodbye!
Goodbye!